Are you going to watch that tape? How much are you going to use that tape from the UNI-Wisconsin game?
I've already been watching it, and, you know, I'm going to use that tape a lot because Wisconsin does get in a lot of formations that we have. And, you know, we can go off that tape and then, you know, just focus on their DBs. And, you know, I'm definitely going to watch a lot more of the tape. But I've watched the whole game of Wisconsin, probably going to watch just more formation stuff on them. But it's just to get familiar with their defense.
Have you watched the tape at all from Iowa's last game against Northern Iowa?
Not really. Since we're a whole different offense, we really haven't really watched that. But we're trying to focus on them this year and what they have this year.
Since you are an all-different offense, is that part of the growing pains that's going on? All-different offense from last year to this year.
I don't think there's so many pains. It's knowing that we know the offense. I feel like I know this offense as good as I know my last offense. Mm-hmm. It's just execution, being able just to do your keys right. I mean, it's something, you know, every offense struggles with when they just started offense. I mean, it's because you know what you got to do. You just got to kind of do it. And I think the only problem is it's not, like, imprinted in the back of our head like the old offense was. So this offense is going to take a little time. But, you know, it's definitely good to see that, you know, it's us making the mistakes and that we can fix it and do a lot better.
It's you guys making the mistakes. It's not the play call that you can't handle.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you play as a true freshman?
Yeah.
Doesn't happen a lot at receiver. I mean, how hard is that? It seems like a lot of fans are clamoring for some of these four freshmen, but like Kirk said today, we're playing our best receivers right now.
Yeah.
How hard is it to come in as a true
freshman? It's definitely hard. Especially, I mean, these freshmen are coming in a situation that I was in. When you have not really a lot of guys that have played, but a lot of older guys that have been here and know what they're doing and had that spring ball to really, you know, get a jump on this offense. So, I mean, they came in to guys that are really starting to, like, step up during practice, and they were really starting to, you know, Jake Hillier, Staggs, and, you know, Cotton. You got those guys stepping up and really showing that they want to play. It's hard for freshmen to come in and, you know, just to jump on that and jump on that train. Yeah, like, for me, it was definitely just the older guys. They've all played. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I got to play, fortunately, but, I mean, it's definitely a hard thing to do, but it's also good to see the older guys when you learn from their mistakes, and they really can be a good role model for you.
How much of that, you know, because you were a true freshman, mm-hmm. I believe that would have been your first game as a Hawkeye. Just what memories do you have of that still to this? What sticks with you?
My first play was a double move and got overthrown, but I dove for the ball, even though I was so excited. I dove for the ball, even though it wasn't even close. And I don't know. It was pretty fun to get in the game and actually get my feet wet a little bit. And I don't know. I guess that's probably the most memory I had about the game.
Do you remember any sense of, like, panic from the sidelines as that, you know, the clock started to kick down?
You mean my freshman year, or I guess I was actually the first play I got in. They took me out because they thought I didn't know the play, but I knew the play. And like I ran all the way on the field, and then coach called something else, and I had to sprint back off the field. So I mean, at first I was like, "Oh man, just let me in the game." But it was nerve wracking, but definitely a fun experience.
Do you you know the UNI program fairly well, and I know that the running back now for you guys. Andre.
Yeah.
He went there for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
They might go FBS. They're talking about going FBS, and I'm not sure what conference or anything like that. Probably the MAC, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Could you, now I know you didn't, you had other options, but you guys like Andre, guys like Roan,
mm-hmm.
There's one other guy.
There's Alex Carr.
Alex Carr. Guys like that. I mean, they got to be looking at that and thinking, full ride, that's got to be a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? I mean,
it's a great deal. I think UNI is a great school to go to, and a lot of my friends, you know, actually walked on there too.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of my best friends on that team, and I think it's a great school, definitely a great program, and you know they have a lot of, you know, history and a lot of good things going on there. So that's why it's such an important game to really get ready for, and to not ever think that they're any weaker or less than you, because they, like my freshman year, we had to block two field goals to win the game, and we ended up going to the Orange Bowl that year.
Right.
It's a great team, so we have to get rid of it.